Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You have just tuned in to a Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, for Evolution of the Modern Mind. Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? We bring you inspirational stories and valuable resources to educate and motivate inspired changemakers. Gain tools and insights to transform limiting beliefs. Connect with your divine wisdom for an inspired and purposeful life of love in action. Here we go. A Spirited Exchange Radio starts now.
Welcome. Welcome everyone out there in listener land. I'm Carrie Kadambi and you're listening to A Spirited Exchange on Transformation Talk Radio. Each second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. on A Spirited Exchange, I bring you guests engaging in stimulating and mind-opening discussions, helping you to awaken, heal, and reveal your highest purpose. I believe that we're here to learn, to heal, and grow, and it's our individual responsibility to actively take part in our personal growth and evolution. And in this way, we not only help ourselves, but we also help the collective to heal and evolve. And for this reason, I felt it important to create this series of episodes called A Path to Wellness to highlight some of the powerfully effective healing modalities that are available today. And in today's episode, we're going to explore heart math. So stay with us for the next hour for an engaging conversation about heart math as a path to wellness. Would you like to truly know and trust who you are? Do you long to be on your path and know your purpose? Do you want to experience how to get out of your head and into the wisdom of your heart? Join me, Carrie Kadambi, and my guest, Tina Crystal, as we explore the powers of heart math as a way to access the wisdom of your heart. Tina will share the many benefits of a regular yet simple heart math practice and how it can help you change your approach to everyday living. She'll share the exact steps to the heart math process and artfully guide us through a 3-minute experiential practice, which will be really fabulous. Tina's personal experience of the heartbreaking loss of a child propelled her on her own unique healing journey. And with an inborn passion as a seeker and a deep desire to experience all that life has to offer, she began on a path of study and healing. Tina is a certified heart math trainer and coach, certified Akashic Records guide, master Reiki practitioner, and a shaman in training. Let's welcome Tina Crystal to A Spirited Exchange. Hello, Tina.
Hi, Carrie.
Welcome. I'm so glad you were able to join us today.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, good. Well, I think to start, I always like to hear how someone became attracted to the modality that they're practicing, a little bit about, you know, life story and what led you. So I was wondering if you could share with us what was happening in your life before you found heart math and why it resonated so deeply for you and what it was about it that compelled you to further your study of heart math.
Oh, of course. Well, I've always been a very spiritual person, but there was a part of me that always liked the data. I wanted to have proof, even though I always had faith that there was more. And, but you know, I was a single parent and life got in the way and kind of stopped studying, reading Edgar Cayce books and all of that, and started my own business in the corporate world. And I kind of got hung up in that world pretty quickly. It was stressful. It was, you know, especially as a single parent, I was spending a lot more time working than I was hanging out with my kids. So, especially as a business owner. So I was listening. My youngest son always would say, "Mom, why are you working like this? Why are you just, you know, not enjoying your life and you just work all the time?" And I didn't really think about it. I'd say, well, I mean, kind of that's what we're supposed to do, I guess, right? So it didn't really, even though deep down I knew that was probably, he was right. But then suddenly I lost him And it was devastating. It was just so devastating you can't imagine. And his words started ringing in my ear, and I basically stopped everything in my life. I had a big house, and company, and I just started focusing, you know, on my spiritual growth again, and kind of just set everything else aside. It moved down to a different state, to Arizona, and I was searching. I was, you know, took Reiki classes, and I was searching for anything that would help me. I was in deep grief, and I was unable to reconcile what had happened. And, you know, of course, there's a lot of self-blame with mothers, because you have one job, and that is to, you know, keep your children safe, right?
Right. But we have, I mean, it sounds like your son was a very wise soul to have been asking you, you know, why aren't you being you, you know, instead of doing other things that maybe weren't making you as happy.
Yes. And that was him all the way. He was always following his own path, marching to his own drummer. And we had that spiritual side, in, you know, very much connected there. But I was at a Greg Braden workshop, and he had talked about heart math, and I bought one of their tools and right there at during the conference, and started using it. And it was like the perfect, for me, it was the perfect balance of understanding the science behind how our own power within our heart can change everything. And it was almost like a blinding light at that moment. It was like, this is what I need, because it had the science and it had what I always believed to be true, that our power is within us. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even in the door for 20 minutes when I got home from that conference, and I called HeartMath and said, how can I be part of this? I need to be part of this. And became a trainer and led me down my path.
Yes. Wow. So you briefly alluded to a tool that you bought and how the heart math had both the science and the kind of other to it.
Yes.
Yeah. So maybe go ahead and talk a little bit about what that tool is and why it helped you kind of see the beauty of heart math.
Absolutely. Because of my, you know, science, I love having that validation, that confirmation from science. And I think we were just raised that way. I still could do the exercise, which is super simple, and we'll go over it later today. Mm-hmm. But that the exercise was one thing, but I was always questioning, am I doing this right? Is this working? You know, even though I was in the beginning, I was like, I do feel better, but I'm not like, you know, magically healed. but I felt like that I was on my way to that, because it was such a difference when I was doing that. When I got the tool, which is called an inner balance, it clips onto your ear, and it has a phone app. And it basically tells you red, yellow, or green when you're in coherence. And coherence is that brain and heart balance, if you will, alignment. Mm-hmm. And that's where you want to be, because that is a healing energy, which is the opposite of being in stress mode, which is harming us. So, and I had found through all that stress and grief through the last few years, I had then started, I had an autoimmune disease that happened. I started, you know, getting all of those illnesses that start coming, because first, in this is my feeling, it starts in our field. Mm-hmm. And if we don't do anything about it energetically, then eventually it hits us physically. So yes. I had done nothing about it. I was, you know, not paying attention. And I just...
And a lot of times I think we don't realize, a lot of people may not realize the whole idea of frequency and high vibration, how important it is. Things like illnesses are low vibration. Grief, we had talked about it an earlier date, is a very low vibration. Yeah. And unfortunately, it is something that a lot of us go through to some degree at some point. I can't even begin to imagine what it would be like to lose a child. And it seems like it would be easy to fall into that pit of despair and grief. And it sounds like this tool, HeartMath, gave you a way to raise your frequency to a higher level, which would then help you to heal.
That's right. That's exactly what it did. And the tool itself, so the practice, the exercise, is the, you know, is the magic sauce. The tool is the confirmation. It's that validation. So, and I needed both of those things, right? So I obviously needed the practice. And then having that tool was just beautiful. It was, you know, it was perfect for me. But you don't need it for a long time. I used it for probably 6 or 8 months. And then, you know, you get so used to the feeling of being in coherence, in alignment, that you don't necessarily need it. But for a beginner, it was really, really wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see how if it's something the person hasn't done before, to be going kind of into their body. A lot of people live in their head very much, all about like thoughts, not so much feelings and emotions. And so that tool would allow you to recognize when you're in that coherent state and you're within. But as you practice it more, you know what it feels like in your body. You know what you feel like when you've reached that state.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, exactly. I can see that'd be very helpful for beginners who aren't as accustomed to going into their body, into those states.
Yes. Especially if you've been under a lot of stress, or you were in a state like I was in, which was, you know, deep grief, sadness, it takes a while to get yourself up and out of that. You don't even actually realize how ingrained you are in that lower frequency. Mm-hmm. And then of course you're attracting everything at that frequency. So it's almost like, you know, that itself is what is perpetuating everything in life, everything that you're feeling and getting that's coming to you. So, you don't really notice, because it just sort of happens slowly, and then all of a sudden you're doing this exercise, and it doesn't happen overnight. Like I said, this is a practice kind of thing, especially the lower you are.
Right. And it makes me think about the little story of the frog in the water, and the water gradually heats up to boiling. And of course, because they're in it, they don't notice it until it gets too much. So yeah, we're often that way. It becomes normalized, a particular state that's not beneficial to us.
Yeah, and that's a great analogy. Yes.
Yeah, and it sounds like this helps it to raise us out of that state. Mm-hmm. And especially like in this age where we're going through the pandemic, and in the Northwest we went through forest fires and smoke in the cities, and it's just like a lot going on. You know, there's in today's environment, there's a high degree of stress. And this sounds like a beautiful modality that takes a short period of time, and it's relatively simple to do, to help get us out of that state of stress.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we went from everyone working so hard and being so stressed out as a regular, normal way of life, really, especially in the Northwest, which I'm from. And then suddenly all of these other hosts of problems. And I always worried about the children, too. You know, how are they coping with all of this? Mm-hmm. This is such a beautiful practice that takes so little time. It's not like going in a corner and meditating that you have to, you know, take an hour out of your day. So, which, you know, I know we'll talk about it later, but that's what I loved about it too. It's what I didn't need is one more thing to have to do.
Yes.
Every day.
Right.
And yeah, one more thing. Yeah. And that just wasn't going to work for me. And that's the other part of this that I loved so much.
Right. Yeah, I know you had mentioned earlier to me a kind of a passion or a belief that if this could be taught to young children who have a difficult time learning to modulate their emotions and can be reactive, I mean, it even helps adults to like not be as reactive, but what a beautiful tool to teach children.
Yes. Starting early with that emotional intelligence, understanding how to get those frustrations channeled in this beautiful way, because they just don't know how to do that. And many times we grow up and we still don't know how to do that.
Well,
right?
If the parents don't know how to do it, what are they modeling for the children?
Exactly. So
it's
right.
Like kind of, yes. A messy soup sometimes.
That's right. Yeah. So I've always said, gosh, we could just teach all the children. I mean, I would love everyone obviously to know this, but especially the children. Mm-hmm. They would benefit the most.
Absolutely. Goodness. So we're going to take a short little break here. There's so much more I want to hear from you, but we'll take this little break. You're listening to A Spirited Exchange with me, host Carrie Kadambi, and today's guest, Tina Crystal. When we come back, Tina will explain a little bit more about what heart math is and what kind of difference it can make in your life. And she's also going to describe the steps of the heart math process and prepare us for our live group experience. So be sure to come back for that, and we will be right back.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice, to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Message Delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit AngelMessagesToYou.com. That's Angel Messages, the number two, the letter U.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment, or call us at 858-684-7575.
Hello, we're back on A Spirited Exchange with me, host Carrie Kadambi, and today's guest, Tina Crystal. And in this episode, it's A Path to Wellness. We're talking about heart math. In a moment, Tina is going to explain a little bit more about heart math, what it is, how it can help us in our daily lives, and describe the steps in preparation for the heart math process that we're actually going to experience today. But before we continue, I want to make sure our listeners know how to contact you, Tina. Could you please give us your contact information? And
sure.
Also, you have a free gift for our listeners, so maybe mention that.
Absolutely, yes, yes. So my email, if you would like to have a link to my every Wednesday morning, 8:30 Arizona time, which is Pacific time at the moment, I do a free 30-minute practice on the heart math, and it's really powerful doing this with other people. So that's every morning, or every Wednesday morning. So I can send a link, and I can also send a PDF of the actual steps by email. So it's Tina, T-E-E-N-A, healingheartist.com. And then my website, healingheartist.com. Under free, you can find a free video with all of the information there. And of course, you can make an appointment too for a group or one-on-one practice as well.
Super. Can you spell out the Healing Heartist?
Yes, it's H-E-A-L-I-N-G. Heartist is H-E-A-R-T-I-S-T.
Super. I want to make sure that people have that. So thank you.
Healing Heartist.
I love that. So I appreciate your, you know, sharing your story of your life events and what happened that led you onto your healing journey to finding and practicing heart math. Can you share a little more about what heart math is for those who aren't familiar with it? And, you know, what how does it work and what kinds of things can it help people with?
Yeah, of course. So heart math started, heartmath.org started as a scientific research by Doc Childress back in 1991. And he was absolutely determined to prove that the heart had an integral part of who we were on a spiritual level, but more so as a scientist, he wanted to prove that the heart really was leading the way. And he did prove that. He there are so many different researches that happened under his watch and that they're still happening. But basically, since the 1800s, we've known that the heart had more, sends more information to the brain than the brain sends to the heart. And we all grew up learning that the brain is, you know, all that, right?
Right, yeah. That's a little
everything
turn. Yeah, a little change and yeah, incredible though.
Yes. So that's been known since the 1800s and it's really not shared. So he took that information and then just did all of this research to prove that our heart really is, it has its own brain. It has an actual real brain within it. Mm-hmm. And it's telling our brain what to do and sending a lot more information. So what they've proven is if you can take care of the heart and the heartbeat, the HRV, and now I'm going to forget what HRV is, heart rate variability, that piece of what our heart is doing is either healing us, if it's a nice, calm, beautiful heart rate, or if it's a stressful, jagged, real shallow breathing, that's actually damaging through our autonomic nervous system. It's actually damaging our bodies, which autoimmune is, you know, one of those, but it's also high blood pressure, depression. You can name it, that everything that is affected if we're not taking care of that one thing. Amazing. And so when you find that all out, it's like, why wouldn't we be focusing on allowing ourselves to be calm and in alignment and having our brain, you know, and of course our brain wants to run off with every thought under the sun.
Absolutely.
And it seems to want to focus on everything that didn't go right rather than what did.
Right. Yeah. And the whole ego gets involved and right. They're just like too much like, no, got to go down to the heart and
that's
connect
right.
with the wisdom within. Yeah,
when you can pull that energy down into the heart and away from, you know, the mind, the brain, all that energy starts flowing through the heart. So you're not only getting that energetic chi, if you'd like. Those mm-hmm. are. This is not a heart math speak.
Term.
This is mine. But so you're bringing all that energy in, and where your attention goes, energy flows. So you want to bring attention there. So once you do that, and then you start bringing in these beautiful breaths, which we'll talk a little bit more about, then you're starting to calm the heart down. Mm-hmm. And it's literally, you know, raising your vibration. There's more to it, which we'll go through. But that's the beginning. Even that all by itself has been shown to heal, to bring blood pressure down, nervous disorders, anxiety, just that one thing, because you're calming your entire body down when you're paying attention to that.
Yes, yes.
So HeartMath has come, you know, they're constantly working on, you know, proving more and more about the heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more research. Yeah, it sounds like it engages the parasympathetic system, which has all the benefits of that. And the beauty is that it really doesn't cost anything. It doesn't cost a thing. Yeah, and doesn't take much time. And I think at one point you said, you know, you don't have to follow a guru.
And you can learn it in 5 minutes. You don't even have to talk to me to learn it. I can send it to you. Oops, I'm sorry. I can send it to you on the, over email, the steps of it. That's that easy. And basically, if you can do it 3 times a day, the moment you wake up, even before you get out of bed, and you do it for 3 to 5 minutes, this mm-hmm. exercise, and then you do it sometime during the day. I like to do it before any kind of meeting, or I always do it in the car, because mm-hmm. it's not a meditation. It's a breathing exercise. It's, you know, and I wouldn't say start doing it in the car until you're pretty good at it, because, you know, it does take some concentration in the beginning. And then you do it at night before you go to bed, and, you know, it's magical. And any time in between.
Right. Yeah, I can imagine, you know, if you're, you know, working in out in public or corporate world, and you come across an event that is unsettling, that you could take a few moments and just do this practice and kind of recenter yourself, lower your blood pressure, whatever it is you need, and become more resourceful, because you've become centered and more relaxed, less stressed. Exactly. How beneficial is that?
And it's proven that you can make better decisions when you are in this calm state. I mean, there's just so many benefits. It's not even, you know, it would take me 15 minutes just to list them all. There's so many benefits. But when you get good at this, and getting good at this could be, you know, a month of doing this, according to how, you know, it could be a couple of weeks. For some people, it may be quicker than that. But you could sit in a meeting and literally no one would know what you were doing. Mm-hmm. Just breathing. You're just breathing. And you're bringing yourself, you know, into this coherent state. And here's the cool thing. This is probably one of my favorite things, is that you also affect, it is proven that you affect everyone else in the room when you are doing this, because this is part of your field, which they've proven goes out at least 3 feet. They can't prove it goes out further than that, even though they know it does, because we don't have the technology to measure it beyond there. Right. But we know that this magnetic field goes out 3 feet. So you are affecting anyone around you. So if there's a lot of stress in the room, just you doing that begins, or in the family, you know, any situation, just that itself begins to build this you know, it's like all the clocks that start moving at the same.
Right. Yeah. And I totally believe that, because, you know, having walked into, you know, a lot of people may have experienced, you walk into a room and immediately you may kind of unconsciously read the energy of the room. And, you know, it may be someone who's way more than 3 feet away from you, and you might not even see any body language, but you're already sensing that energy. So to be able to be one who is putting out a more calm, you know, vibrant, happy, love-filled energy, like, you are affecting everyone around you. And, you know, if you can be doing that in your home and family life, imagine how much more peace. If you can be sharing it out in the world, goodness knows we need more peace.
Absolutely. And I've even said, you know, go into a coffee shop and practice in a coffee shop and just start seeing what happens. Be aware, because when you start doing this, it's uncanny how quickly it changes the environment. You know, especially if there's like a long line, or there's some, you know, wait where people are starting to feel frustrated in an airport. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a big space, so that, you know, there's a lot of people that are probably a lot more ramped up than you are. But So it may not work in such a big space like that, but it does work. And I mean, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Right. So you've talked a little bit about how it can help with blood pressure and certain health related things. Mm-hmm. But you do a lot of Akashic work. And you mentioned to me earlier that you start people out with the heart math practice. And I don't know if you want to spend a moment to just explain why you do that before doing the Akashic readings.
Yes. Well, I found that, so when I trained to be an Akashic Records guide, of course, there isn't anything like that as part of the training. And I always felt like something was missing when I was, you know, learning, that something just wasn't quite connected. So I started practicing on friends and saying, can we do this first? And we would do, you know, 2 minutes to maybe 4 minutes of this heart coherence. And I was shocked that not only could I connect quicker with them, but they and I had a more solid connection, to the point where I was almost feeling psychic, because I could read better what was happening with them than when I was not doing that. And over time, when I started doing this with actual clients, I started sending them the sheet that I will send everyone if they want, anyone that wants that, to practice first so that they're comfortable with this before we speak. And I found that the Akashic Records keepers, when they would speak to the client, every now and then they would say, we suggest that you do this practice that you did with our vessel, Tina, is what they say, as a practice. And then they've also told me that they like working with me because I understand the importance of this space being part of the soul and connecting to the higher self. And it's giving me chills right now, because when they said that, I just thought, yeah, something told me that was the case. You know, that's that spiritual side that is, you know, weighed with the scientific side. So
yeah, absolutely. I think about, you know, the heart space, like I really feel like we're here to experience love, and the heart is where that happens, I believe. And when we are able to expand that higher frequency, that heart energy, that love energy, we are closer to God or to spirit.
Yes.
And it makes it much easier to connect for that wise and loving guidance, as I call it.
That's exactly right. And, you know, there's a book called Power Versus Force that talks about the different levels of frequency that emotions have. Well, that everything has, because everything has a frequency, but specifically around emotions. And the top four emotions with the highest frequency is joy, compassion, love, and
appreciation. I think you told me appreciation.
Appreciation, thank you. Yes, because when you appreciate something, you're bringing in this most beautiful energy. So it's not only healing ourselves in from the inside out, literally, and from the outside in, right, through our field, through this frequency and this vibration, but we're affecting everything and everyone, and we're putting it into the unity consciousness. Now that gets a little more woo-woo, but that's who I am.
Me too.
Too. No? Okay.
Many of our listeners, I'm sure.
Yes. So, you know, so there's really only positive to it, right? You're doing great things for you, for everyone around you, and out into, you know, the universe. So I just get so excited, and I'm so passionate about it. I just really get excited because it just feels like it's the right thing and at the right time. And this is what we need right now is, you know, to spread this like wildfire. And the more of us that are giving the information away for free, like you, you know, the more we're, you know, contributing to this higher frequency.
Yes. Which I believe contributes to our evolution and the evolution of the collective.
That's
and
right.
We do need to evolve.
Yes, we do. And we're on the trajectory now. We just have to do it very well.
Exactly. So in the next segment, in a few minutes, you're going to walk us through an actual experience of HeartMath. But in preparation for that, there's a piece. You already alluded to the high-frequency emotions.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about what would help us prepare for this experience?
Yes, on the break, it would be great if everyone could bring up a feeling such as I'd mentioned, the joy, appreciation, compassion, love, a situation where you felt that so strongly or can bring that to mind at this time, meaning you remember holding your baby for the first time or playing with the puppies or sitting in a hammock or, you know, floating on an air mattress in the water, or whatever it is that brings you this beautiful feeling. Because what we're going to be doing is bringing this feeling in with our breath when we practice this. And when we do, what we really want is to feel, deeply feel that emotion, because that's what we're bringing in. That's what helps with the frequency. So it's not just thinking, oh, I'm really happy right now. I did that in the beginning. I didn't know how to feel the high emotions because I was so down. I could only think of the word. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
find something that gives you the feeling. And
right.
then
So it can be about a person, a beloved pet, an event that happened that gave you great joy, something that you really appreciate, a feeling of compassion or calm, but anything that helps us get to a feeling state. That higher
That's right.
vibration.
Okay. The higher vibration of feeling.
Awesome. Well, we are going to take a short break right now. So this will give everyone an opportunity to find that thought, that intention, that memory for us to come back. So I am Carrie Kadambi, and you are listening to A Spirited Exchange. And when we come back, Tina will walk us lovingly through a HeartMath practice. So before we break, Tina, could you also share your contact information again for our listeners?
Of course. Tina, T-E-E-N-A, at HealingHeartist, HealingHeartist, Heartist.com, or HealingHeartist.com is my website, and you can click under the free tab.
Great. Thank you very much, and we will be right back.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Hello, I'm Carrie Kadambi, and this is your Spirited Exchange Moment. Have you been searching everywhere for answers? Do you long for wise guidance to lovingly direct you? Guess what? You have your very own divine spirit guides in the highest light, available 24/7, just waiting to help you live your best life. Call in your spirit guidance on a daily basis to help you make important decisions. All you have to do is ask. With a sense of openness, curiosity, and willingness to be divinely guided. Throughout your day, be open to notice what shows up for you. A spoken phrase, a book, a message from a song, or simply a knowing. And always offer gratitude for that loving guidance, and don't forget to put it into action. Join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Hello, we're back on A Spirited Exchange with me, host Carrie Kadambi, and today's guest, Tina Crystal. We've been talking about heart math as a path to wellness, and Tina is going to walk us through a lovely heart math practice that is simple yet powerful. Before we dive into the remainder of the episode, I want to let you know how you can reach me and learn more about how I help clients unlock their full potential and live a fulfilling life on purpose. You can check out my website, thedivineguidancegift.com, where you can sign up to work with me online, in private sessions, or in a group program. I'm also offering a free event series called Divine Spirit at Play for energy healing and co-creation with spirit. And you can find the details and register for that for the next event on eventbrite.com. So we're back. And Tina, you were explaining how we achieve that higher frequency emotion, some of the options for that. And hopefully our listeners have had an opportunity to find that which is going to work for them. But now would you go ahead and let us know what else we need to know before we jump into this fabulous experience?
Absolutely, of course. So again, having that alignment between the brain and the heart is really, you know, that's the balance that we need. And so this is really an exercise to pull our you know, mind, you know, energy down into the heart and be there, which is where I believe our wisdom lies. This is our wisdom space. So when we're in this coherent state, which is this alignment, then that is where you make the most beautiful decisions in life. This is my feeling. And it's worked for me so many times. When you're up here, a lot of times we make decisions out of fear or other things. So I'll just start, if you'd like, with just the steps first so that you understand what we're going to do.
Yes.
Okay. So so this is a heart-focused breathing technique, and there's several techniques, but this is the basis of everything that heart math does. So the first thing that we're going to be doing is we're going to focus all of our attention in the area of the heart. And this all by itself can be challenging. So that's why I like to talk about this first, because we really are not thinking about being in our heart. We're really focusing all of that energy and attention. And sometimes I say, put a couple of fingers on the area of the heart just to back up, be able to bring that energy to the heart. And I really like to do that even now, you know, when I know how to do it, I still like to do that. And many times I have like a necklace. This is a little heart necklace that I can touch, and it just helps me. So that's the first thing we do. So we're really bringing that energy in, and we're not thinking. We're then going to imagine that the breath is flowing in and out of the heart area. So you're really taking these big, beautiful, deep breaths, and they're about 5 seconds in and 5 seconds out. That's where you want to get to. Now, most people, especially under stress, are really fast, light, surfacey breathers. And this is going to feel maybe uncomfortable even to try to do this. So do the best you can. If it's 3 seconds, that's okay. So that would be the second thing we're going to do, is we're going to watch this breath. Imagine this breath coming in and out of the heart, trying to get to that 5 second place. Then we're going to breathe slow and deep, and we're going to then, after we've done that, we'll probably do 5 or 6, maybe 7 big breaths like that. Then for about a minute, we're going to imagine that beautiful high frequency emotion is coming into the heart with each breath. Now, this is my own little piece. This is not taught with heart math, but a lot of times I like to imagine that there's a vortex coming in, because it, for visual purposes for me, it feels like I'm sucking that emotion in and then blowing it back out, you know, in this vortex. So that works for me. If it doesn't, just do the breathing and then bringing in that high frequency emotion, which is appreciation, joy, love, compassion. So any of those, or just calm and peace, like you'd mentioned Sometimes that's all we can muster, especially when we're feeling upset.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. So those are the steps. I think whenever you're ready to move us into it.
All right, then let's do that. So let's bring all of our attention to the area of the heart. Imagine everything coming out of the mind and down into the heart. You can put your fingers, all the attention in the area of the heart. And now you're going to bring in this beautiful breath straight in. You can have eyes open or closed. 5 second breath in as best you can, whatever's comfortable for you. 5 seconds out. Do this for a few more breaths. Breathing in and out of the heart. And now let's add in that beautiful emotion, that high frequency emotion, with each breath into the heart. We're going to continue this together for about 1 minute. Breathing in high frequency emotion, deep breaths into the heart. This last few seconds, I'd like you to imagine that beautiful high frequency emotion is now spreading out from the heart and engulfing the entire body, spreading out into the body. Feel it as it goes into the limbs, the neck, brain. Is spreading out into your magnetic field, into the aura around you. You're sending that beautiful emotion out as you continue to breathe. How did that feel for you, Carrie?
Very relaxing.
It's like Zen mode. We just switched into Zen mode.
Yeah, and I could definitely feel it when you said to allow it to encompass your whole body, mm-hmm. and then to expand outward. And I imagine we could continue that expansion even beyond the 3 feet and beyond the room and beyond the block. Right?
Yes, absolutely. Every Wednesday morning, I do an intention group, and that's what we do. That's all we do is heal the planet through this intention, doing exactly this.
Wow, that's beautiful. And we know that whenever there's a group that combines together to do this, it lifts everyone in the group. I think it's more than just a linear increase. It's like an exponential increase in the abilities and the energy when there's a group of like mind.
That's right.
With like focus.
That's so exactly that's, right.
That's an incredible gift that you are providing.
Yes, yes. And again, when we do the Wednesday, so on Wednesday I do the intention group early, but then at 8:30 I do this training. And when we're all on the call, and you know, we could have anywhere from 5 to 20 people on the call, and we're all doing this together, you can feel difference. It really, it doesn't matter if you're together or not. We're on a call and we're all feeling it. And that's just incredible. It's just, it's magical.
Yeah, and it's more than magical because there have actually been studies done, maybe not, I don't know that it was necessarily heart math, but the idea that a meditation group went to an area that was rather war-torn or had a lot of violence problems and did meditation for a period of time. And I don't know if it was, I don't quite remember 24-hour period or something, but then statistically they measured the crime or whatever it was happening, and it dropped during that time.
Yes, yeah, significantly.
Significantly.
Measurably and significantly.
Right.
And who can explain what could have possibly happened, because it lasted for days after that.
Mm-hmm.
So just like our body, when we're doing this, you know, our body's going to stay in this beautiful state for as long as you allow it before you allow your brain to go back to, you know, stress mode, thinking of, you know, oh, I was so upset when that happened. Then the minute you do that, then you're switching it off. So to me, the whole point of this is to just bring awareness then after you've done this, awareness to what you're thinking. So many of us are on automatic pilot and our brain is just doing what it does. And we have to remember to bring it back. Mm-hmm. And think this beautiful, put that vision in, that high frequency vision in, mm-hmm. And just keep that alignment.
Yeah, absolutely. A beautiful way to start the day, a beautiful way to end the day. I imagine it helps with a very calm and peaceful sleep.
Absolutely.
And then as a fabulous tool, whenever we hit those moments where we recognize we're not in alignment, we're not calm or peaceful, that we can do that and then be able to approach life from a more resourceful, non-reactive place.
That's right. That's right. And the record keepers, again, the Akashic, they have said that when we're doing this, when we're speaking, thinking, and feeling, and then we're taking steps for our intention, this is how we manifest. And when we're in alignment in that way, when you're in that kind of coherent alignment, this is, you're drawing in that beautiful high frequency energy, and you're manifesting high frequency situations. And so, you know, sky's the limit on all of this. That's why it just feels like, you know, such a gift, you know, to know that this information.
Right. And to help us live our life more in flow. And I think you'd mentioned, you know, for a lot of people, they want to know what their life purpose is. Like, why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? And so what would you say, does heart math help with that?
Well, I think it helps with connecting to our soul purpose and our higher self. Honestly, from my perspective, again, this is my perspective, because this is what I've experienced, is that the more time you spend in the heart, the more your soul and your purpose starts kind of permeating out. It's like you're listening all of a sudden. It was in there going, hey, hey, hey. And then all of a sudden, when you're in these calm states of coherence, you're hearing this. You're hearing your higher self. And I had people in, you know, with the record keepers saying, take out your pad and pencil, start asking questions, and then just sit in this coherent state and start writing, because it will bring out your most inner soul purpose and heart's desires.
That is so beautiful, and I believe so true. You know, listeners have probably heard me talk about how the wisdom resides in the body, and that place is the heart. And I love that you mentioned that we can actually dialogue with it. When we sit in that coherent state and we are connected to the wisdom of our heart, that we can converse with it and gather that wisdom to help us live our life on purpose.
That's exactly right. I've always said that our power is within us, and we've been taught the opposite, that somehow we have to find it outside of us.
Mm-hmm.
And this, if nothing else, this change in, you know, the dimensional changes and everything that we're going through, I think is teaching so many people that this is where the truth lies. When you are in your heart and in your wisdom, you can discern truth mm-hmm. more beautifully and perfectly, and you get those answers directly. And that's where you can truly put your trust and your faith.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. That is perfect. Yes. Mm-hmm. Great. Tina, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with our listeners today. I enjoy thoroughly our conversations that we've had before this, and I hope after as well.
Absolutely.
So I just want to thank you very much for being with us today, for sharing your passion and your deep knowledge of heart math, and for offering your free guide and free gatherings to those who are listening. So I want to remind listeners to receive your copy today. Remember to email Tina@healingheartist.com and mention that you heard here on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you, Tina.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I want to thank all of the fabulous listeners who've tuned in today with open, curious, and receptive minds, eager to awaken their own personal evolution. Please join me every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard and 7 p.m. Eastern. My next show will be October 14th. Join me as I continue my exploration of tools for healing, deep wisdom, and inner truth that help assist us in the pursuit of our individual and collective evolution. I'll see you here next time, and until then, I wish you peace and good health.
You've been listening to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, for Evolution of the Modern Mind. Tune in live every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Together, we will awaken, heal, and connect to live our greatest potential. For more information or to connect with me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.